If you get the flu as a student at the University of Maryland, you can lie in bed or you can donate your germs to science. Selena Simmons-Duffin from member station WAMU has more.
Not everybody makes the cut for the perfect flu patient. Dr. Barbara Albert says she had to turn one person away this morning.
You know, had some of the right symptoms that we thought it was worthwhile bringing her in. Cough, a little bit of runny nose. Wasn't too terribly sick, didn't have much of a fever.
You're basically looking for the people that everyone else wants to stay away from.
Right.
She and her colleagues are currently recruiting students to sign up ahead of time for a new study. If a student is sick enough with the flu or some other virus, they get sent around the corner to a room with a crazy-looking Rube Goldberg-like contraption known as the Gesundheit machine. It looks like a gramophone you stick your head into.
So the person sits in here for half an hour.
Dr. Don Milton with the School of Public Health is leading the study. He says the student breathes and the machine collects whatever virus they've got from the droplets in the breath they exhale. Students who come in get paid for their time. Then the researchers will use the students' contacts to try and figure out how infections spread from person to person.
Roommates, study buddies, girlfriends and boyfriends. And we're going to bring them in every day and swab them every day for a week to see if they get infected.
And if they do, researchers will try to pin down if they got the bug from the original subject or someone else.
Then we're going to go an even step further and we're going to deep sequence the genetic code of the agent to see if it was really exactly the same thing.
Milton is aware confirming that your roommate gave you a horrible flu could ruin some perfectly nice roommate relationships, but it's for science. The fact is, he says, we don't know that much about the mechanics of how bugs spread. He's trying to understand it from every possible angle.
We're measuring the environment in the rooms. We're measuring contact. We're measuring things that are biomarkers from blood. We're measuring what they're shedding into the air.
That's how he and his research staff can be around sick people all the time without getting infected themselves. They all got flu shots, of course. And he installed a system that kills germs with ultraviolet light.
Downstairs where the patients come in, we have upper room UV to sanitize the air in those rooms.
He says during his last flu study, it worked.
Even though we saw 156 people, some of whom were shedding up to 10 million copies per half hour of the virus, none of my people got sick.
He hopes environmental measures like these could be used to fight bugs that are even worse than the flu.
What about pandemics? And what about new infections that come along? It is possible, even if it's airborne, to protect against it. We just need to understand how it works better.
The information they get from this study could, for example, lead to better ventilation systems that would make it harder for the flu and even more dangerous viruses to spread. For NPR News, I'm Selena Simmons-Duffin in College Park, Maryland.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with Kaiser Health News.